back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie. We're experiencing some technical difficulties with our internet right now, so we're kind of wondering how people are getting the stream, if it's coming through choppy, if we're losing frames or anything. So let us know in chat whether or not you're getting a clean clean stream or not, and we'll try and do our best to get it to work.
Last week it was Chris's car blew up. This week the internet is out of our control. So this week the internet's crashing.
Everything's out of our control. Chris's car was out of our control. The Wi-Fi's out of our control. It's like,
yeah, it's bouncing all over the place for our upload speeds. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, on a different note, Chris, how's your car working this whole week?
Fine. Man, haven't had any problems with it. Almost ran out of gas.
Really?
It's just one of those things where, like, I barely drive it, so I was like, oh, I've got, you know, a 16th of a tank. That's plenty to get me to where I need to get to or whatever.
Right. I know how you feel. Like, I never know how much gas is in my car anymore because, you know, being quarantined for so long, I was off work for 3.5 months. I never kept tabs on my gas because I never went through it.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys, I'd been filling up like normal.
Oh.
Well, so,
every day.
Yeah. Every day.
No, right. No, it feels
what
like
are you
it,
driving? It and how are like you driving it?
So, oh, it feels like it. But how's our technical holding up?
Well, so David says the audio is very quiet. I think you just need to turn your TV up, David. I can't do anything about that on this side. Gabe says it's good for him. Al says good so far.
All right.
Heidi Hamilton. I don't know if we've had Heidi
no,
on Heidi's before.
New. Heidi hello,
says
Heidi.
So you, far really
wait,
good.
Wait, do you guys know who Heidi is?
No.
Tiffany's sister.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they were just up visiting us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Hi, Heidi.
Well, not Heidi, but... Yeah.
Tiffany and Jody were.
Tiffany and Jody were. Yeah. And that was an amazing weekend. That was so much fun. So here's what's fun, Chris. We'll talk about this for a second. Isn't it really cool when people come out of town, like in from out of town, you get to show all the things. You get to treat them like they're local and show them all the...
Yeah, you get to play tour guide.
You get to play tour guide. And that's what we did with Tiffany and Jody.
And then Tiffany kind of played tour guide with us when she went to... Was it... Heidi, is it Johnson's Bakery that was down from your house? Anyway, Tiffany went there one morning and she got us a whole box of just delicious, delicious donuts.
Nice.
Custard-filled donuts. Oh, they were so good.
So
it sounds delicious.
It was delicious.
David says the sound is cranked all the way up. I don't know what to tell you. It's probably our bad internet connection. I don't know.
Right.
The levels on here are, like, in the red, so I literally can't turn it up anymore.
I'll do sign language. I don't know sign language.
I was
going
to say, I
too.
Wouldn't do sign language because you might sign something that's offensive to somebody accidentally. Do you know the alphabet?
No.
No.
What?
This is A.
And then J is whatever. With a pinky, and then you spell it.
You guys
J.
don't know the alphabet?
No, why would I learn anything important?
I don't know. I thought everybody just automatically learned the alphabet in
sign
language.
We're not like you, Carrie. We can't just go and just absorb knowledge. Yeah.
Through osmosis and smashing your face on it.
We talked about that before, didn't we?
Well, in a
that was a Lego build thing.
It was a Lego build video.
Where Jeremy was giving you some crap.
Right. That's right, it was.
Heidi says, I watch, but I always kept quiet. No longer a lurker. Welcome to the active community. Gabriel says, I have the same shirt. And then flexi emoji.
Yes! But do you have one of these?
We're all about the droids today.
Here you go, Kara. Wait. No,
I'm Kenobi.
Blue.
Give me Kenobi.
You're blue.
I'm not blue.
Kenobi's blue.
Kenobi's blue?
Yes. Anakin, green is Yoda.
Doesn't Kenobi in the old ones have a green one?
Never had
no, he never had
Kenobi's
green.
Always blue. Why Anakin's always blue.
Pregnancy green, guys.
Did he end up with a green one during the Battle of Geonosis?
He might. No, I think he's always been blue.
Abu
Dhabi. I want somebody
Dye.
To fact check that. I want somebody to fact check that.
Yeah,
I swear I was Gabe,
you have, with a green. You have great choice in shirts.
Heidi says, got stale donuts for bear hunting from there.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
See, Rhonda Denny says it's coming through loud and clear. Rhonda, thank you for checking in.
That's fun.
David says I could just be deaf.
Well, wait.
You had 6 screaming kids at your house today.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that? Are you ready?
I have the asset loaded.
Okay.
And we're going to do operation, put a picture on the screen.
Operation, put a picture on the screen with like 5 minutes to set this up.
Okay. So I won't. Do you want the graphic
no.
now? Or?
Yeah, no, go to it. Okay. I said we had 5 minutes to get it going.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So. Let me know when it's up.
It is up. It is covering both of you.
It's covering both of us. Cool. Well, we're going to sing happy birthday.
Wait, we're going to sing?
Well,
it's,
yeah.
It's not copyrighted. We can sing it.
Ready?
When
ready?
You can
ready?
Sing it, I'll be like beatboxing.
Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear June. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
So, it was June's, I hope I don't get this wrong, 6th birthday today. 6 years old.
I think that's right. Yeah.
And she had a Star Wars themed birthday party.
That's right, she did. That's where we got the little blow up Star Wars lightsabers.
And so she emailed us at Rise, or well, her dad did, at our email here. I don't know if
you... Oh, yep, hold on. I've got it. Don't worry. It's happening.
Contact.
Chris made these buttons. He's going to use them.
At riseofthepodcast.com, where you can email us and we'll do some fun stuff like that. But mm-hmm. we heard that June had a Star Wars themed birthday party, and we got, look at this. Look at this Star Wars themed Jelly Bellies.
That's
good choice.
Cool.
It tastes like the dark side and the good, the light side.
I don't know if I'd want to bang it.
I was
going to
say, if that's what dark beans. Side Jelly Bellies taste like, I'm joining the dark side.
Not only do they have cookies, but they have jellies.
We got lightsabers given to us, which we were already messing around with. And excellent
little
choice
glitch there.
On a birthday party. And so, Chris, do you know June's favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, my goodness. Jar Jar Binks.
I'll say it verbatim. Dark Vader.
Very good.
And her younger sister, Grace, loves Yoda.
Yep.
Specifically Baby Yoda or just Yoda?
Just Yoda.
Old Yoda.
That's what Ashley said. Just Yoda.
Okay.
So it's like my obsession for Hoppadiah. Like all the old cranky characters. And
Jeremy, yeah, we've watched Amphibia, Gravity Falls, and Owl House.
Okay.
And Jeremy has liked the adult figure in every single one, and each adult figure is cranky in some way, and that's Jeremy's favorite. It's so funny.
Well, it's like the original.
The cranky old characters are pretty relatable at our age.
You got the original cranky Donald Duck. And I love Donald Duck.
He's just
like cranky, like middle-aged. When I see Donald Duck, I think of like mid-20s.
Really?
I don't think like old at all.
Scrooge is, though. Like if Donald is Scrooge's nephew, he's probably some halfway between Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I feel like
Scrooge
is like 50.
Oh, Scrooge is old.
He's 85.
Like if you watch the old cartoons, like he was going through the gold rush and everything like that. Like somehow he has been preserved.
Money.
Yeah, money keeps you young.
Money keeps you young. Yeah.
But no, in my head canon, yeah. Scrooge is like 50, maybe 60. Because like he gets around real good.
Right.
Right.
And then Donald is like maybe 30.
Yeah.
And then he's got a bunch of like 8 to 10 year old kids. Like that stack seems logical to me.
It does. It does. And so when I watched the old ones and Scrooge was, like I said, in the gold rush up in Alaska or whatever.
California.
It made it seem like there was a gold rush in Alaska.
I know.
Yeah, there was.
So I think it was Alaska because it was all like snowy and lots of pine trees and whatever.
In the old
DuckTales. Anywho, he was there during the Alaskan Gold Rush where he met Goldie, his girlfriend. Anyway.
I like that her name is Goldie.
Her name is Goldie. I love her. She's hilarious.
Don't challenge Kara's knowledge of Donald Duck or DuckTales.
Are we having bad weather or anything? Is they could be interfering with this? Because like we're getting those kind of like glitchy things like we were with the lightning.
Weird.
Last week.
I don't know.
Well, I know it's cloudy.
I don't think we're drawing any more power than we normally would be.
No. Is it on the main or just on the sides?
What?
All of them or everything?
Yeah, it's doing that thing where it's like flashing the.
Oh.
You guys haven't seen it, but
I just saw it flashed up on there.
Yeah, so I don't know. We don't know what's going on. Internet issues.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure that out too.
My entire family's watching right now.
Wow.
All two of them.
So, since we're all here, all right, we've already had this small discussion, but it led to a new one. All right. So the small discussion is this. Chris, salt and pepper. Salt has more or less holes than pepper on a salt shaker?
I don't know.
It's personal preference, apparently.
I guess I'd imagine it would have more because people like meter the pepper a little bit more aggressively.
Yes.
Like salt is more heavily used so that...
You see her dancing over there?
Yeah.
So I grew up in a household. Salt had less holes. Pepper had more.
Okay.
I don't want so much pepper on my stuff. I want more salt than pepper. Like, pepper adds a nice little... But you just want a little of it on there. You don't want to go like, pepper! You know what I'm saying?
Peppa Pig.
So that had been a long-running thing. Like, I didn't realize that there was a difference, mm-hmm. or that people didn't do it the same way until I met Kara. So
can I just pause it just for 1 second? So David says there's some pretty dark clouds going over right now. So maybe there is some sort of atmospheric shenanigans happening right now. But
man, we just got to stop bringing in bad weather when we film the podcast. Seriously.
Also, I want everybody who's watching right now, weigh in. Salt or pepper, which gets more holes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so people are starting to chime in. So you continue telling your story, then I'll tell you how it sort of works out.
Okay, so the next thing that just absolutely never dawned on me was there is a right and wrong way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I was at work. And
have
I
you asked Chris?
If the peanut butter and jelly's on the outside, you made it wrong.
No.
Yeah, right, seriously.
Not to that point. Not to that point. So I've been trying to save money and eat all my lunches I can at work. So you can't go wrong. You can't not mess up. Like, if worst case scenario, you forget your sandwich meat, you forget everything else, you just make a PB&J, right? You have the PB and J, they like last forever. So
you have the PB, you have the J. Put together, you got PB&J.
It's ready to go. So here's how I did it. I like blew Derek's mind
Chris,
again.
Ask Chris.
Well, no, I got to get to the story. It's okay, part of the narrative.
Well, I'll pause you right now. Everybody is coming out. Oh, except for Al. Al's salt has more holes. Everybody else's salt has less holes.
Boom! And that's the way that I was taught. Salt has less, pepper has more.
So here's the shakers that I have are the store-bought ones where it's literally exactly the same.
Yeah. There is salt shakers. We found both ways, for the record. Mm-hmm. But salt flows through the holes easier, so you
don't
need
as many.
That's
what Al said. Salt, like, or no, sorry. Rhonda says salt comes out faster, so it needs smaller holes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so it's not a coverage area. Anyways, all right, back to the other story. So I never thought to check my... I never thought this could be something I was doing incorrectly. So I laid out my bread, okay, to make a PB&J. One piece on the right, one piece on the left. I took my knife, grabbed peanut butter, put the peanut butter down on the...
I'm glad you used
the
knife and not your finger.
Yeah, put it on the bread. Then I take the jelly... I like wipe the knife off with like a paper towel. Then I put it in the jelly... And I put it on top of the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put the piece of bread on top. That is incorrect, I guess. What you're supposed to do is put peanut butter on one piece of bread and jelly on the other and then put them together. But I've done it the first way my whole entire life. And the thing is, if you put it on the jelly on the left piece of bread, when you go to put it on there, the jelly could fall off. It could squirt off to the side.
How much jelly are you putting on that bread for it to just like...
Well, so it depends on... So I'll say this. Depending on how much... peanut butter you put on determines how much jelly you have to put on. So if you make a thick peanut butter sandwich, a little bit of jelly is not going to cut it. So you need it's like, it's a proportioning thing. And if you're hungry, you're not going to be like, I'm going to make 9 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. No, you're going to make a big, thick peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But the other thing is, like, I mean, if you, when I make it, it's peanut butter's edge to edge, jelly is edge to edge.
You can do it on the same piece of bread.
And yeah. I don't have big globs hanging off, of jelly hanging off. So when I tip it over that glob, it's going to go... You know what I'm saying?
Well, jellies have different consistency. You don't know if you're using grape today or raspberry, marmalade.
So I'll say, because you talked about wiping the knife off, I don't even do that. I don't care. There could,
I literally wipe the knife off.
What do you use jelly for except for peanut butter and jelly? Nothing. There can be peanut butter in there.
I put it on my toast. I don't want peanut butter necessarily on my toast.
So shame on Jeremy for wasting a napkin.
But
so because it's already mixed together sort of on the knife, it just goes on the same.
Do you remember they used to sell, Smucker's used to sell it. It was PB&J in the same jar.
I remember that.
It was like, it looked like you took a tube and like half of it was peanut butter and half of it was jelly and squirted it in there.
Sorry, hold on. I got to change the filtering.
Who's swearing about sandwiches?
It's butt is getting filtered out.
What?
So like sorry, I know that you're not trying to swear. It's a dang filter.
Well, naughty, you're not supposed to say butt, apparently. No, I'm just kidding.
There we go. So, and I don't know, like, it's going to take a minute for it to come up, but yeah, so put the beat. Okay. Oh man, there's a lot of comments coming in on this.
And a lot
of second. Okay, so I'm going to go back. We're going to take one step away from the peanut butter and jelly thing.
Okay, we're taking a step away from peanut butter and jelly.
So, Havy Game Calls, which is...
Oh yeah, yeah.
Havy Game Calls, my brother.
I'm asking the experts, is an Ewok a half Wookiee, half Porg?
I want to believe, yes.
I don't want to see the egg that an Ewok hatches out.
I mean, we all saw the egg that the Jawas wanted in Mandalorian.
Unsubscribe. Rhonda says you have to have butter on the peanut butter side. I will say, growing up, putting butter down and then peanut butter makes the peanut butter so much easier to eat. And it's the texture combination. Oh, it's so good.
I have no problem making straight up peanut butter and butter toast.
Oh yeah, so
it is good. Delicious. Yeah. And even you can have PB and banana, right? Peanut butter and banana also works well together.
Yeah.
It
really truly does. I have never liked peanut butter banana.
Really?
So instead of doing like peanut butter and banana toast, he'll put peanut butter on two sides of a piece of bread, put banana in the middle, and make it like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh,
did you guys ever do
peanut
butter
good.
Pickle?
No.
I had friends back in the day that did peanut butter pickle sandwiches.
I have done the peanut butter and chip sandwich.
David says separate pieces of bread, but the peanut butter side gets flipped out of the jelly side.
Oh, I put the jelly onto the peanut butter.
Well, the peanut butter has way more viscosity.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do separate pieces, the peanut butter side should get flipped out of the jelly side. So I'll agree with that. Tim says put the peanut butter side on top of the jelly side. Duh. Tim Havenstein.
It's my dad.
Ashley says goober. Goober. That's the peanut butter jelly mix.
Yeah, that's the mix.
My dad, before that even existed, used to make that for us.
Really?
He would put peanut butter and jelly in the same jar for us.
That's cool. It's like the way that I make it then, because it's all going on the same side.
Oh, yeah. Grilled PB&J. My dad does that all
yes.
the time.
Yes. Okay. Jeremy has never had a grilled PB&J.
I haven't.
And he keeps thinking I'm just weird. My mom used to make them for
so
me, and they're
freaking
so
good.
It sounds
right.
Good.
It just adds that and melts the peanut butter just a little
Do
bit.
Do you grill
it's
it
like,
with just butter the outside and then grill it like
yeah.
So life hack: if you want to have super crispy outside, you butter it and then you put a very light coat of mayo on the outside.
Oh,
and it makes it brown a lot more evenly, and it's way more crispy. So you get a nice like crunch on the outside, and then so freaking good.
Very interesting.
Now I can only think about food.
Yeah, why did we start with this, Jeremy?
So it was just funny to me. So last week I was giving Derek a hard time for his croc lock and croc adventure strap.
The adventure strap.
And,
did he ever find his camel crocs?
No, and then I told him the story about how you're like, oh, Jeremy, it's so easy to find them. They're right here. And then you click the picture and it says sold out.
The certain sizes were sold out.
The size that Derek needed was sold out.
Well,
Derek.
I mean, that's not my fault. It was in stock, just not in his size. So,
we are dropping a lot of frames right now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see the original undropped frame version, you can check this out on YouTube on Monday.
Yeah. The nice clean version with everything intact will be there.
Available. I'm going to have to run a hard wire. That's all there is to it. Yeah. Not tonight, but.
Jeremy be gone for the next hour.
So, normally we drop maybe 0.1% of our frames.
Right.
So, we've dropped 17,345 frames up to this point.
Wow.
So, we apologize. We know that it's coming through kind of junky right now.
Okay, well, then that ties into another story.
Okay.
So, Chris and I were working on production on Tuesday. We were doing some pre-production for a show we're working on. And you showed me the intro scene to Back to the Future.
Ooh. Good
and
intro.
So, I have since watched all three since Tuesday.
That's a good call.
And they're on Netflix.
On Netflix. I've actually watched them within the last week.
They're no longer
or so.
On Netflix.
They came off today.
Dang.
August 1st.
So, it's funny.
Day.
Jeremy was like, on Friday or Thursday night, Jeremy was like, Kara, do you want to watch Bash the Future? I was like, yeah, I could do that. It's been a minute since I've watched it. And then we got to the point where we're like, well, we have to watch the second one next. And I don't like the second one. I know you do.
Nothing wrong with the second one. Now that I rewatched it as an adult.
The second one's my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Biff, I don't know. The future part just with Biff and everything, I just,
It's a future that nobody wants. So they did a really good job of selling a future that nobody wanted to have occur.
It's true.
So it just reminded me of the 80s fake cafe with the all the drop frames, which is probably going to be pretty bad now.
So, I actually had to like Google what those were. So obviously I understood the Michael Jackson impersonator.
Right.
But there's a Ronald Reagan impersonator is one of them. And then one guy is like, like an Ayatollah or something.
Yeah.
And it's like I fell down a history rabbit hole just trying to figure out who these guys were supposed to be on these video monitors.
Interesting.
So that one was really, anyways, that's all it reminded me of. But we just rewatched Back to the Future. I like them in order. 3 I really used to like because I thought the Old West was cool.
I used to hate 3.
Really?
That was the only...
I like 3.
I would only watch 1 and 2, and I would just skip 3.
The third one was fun because the Old West was fun.
Yeah.
But now I like them in order. Again, 1 could in and of itself be a standalone story, mm-hmm. so I like the original.
There's a lot of people that argue that it's a perfect film.
Yeah. And then 2 is really good. I used to hate when they go to the future. I don't know why, but as a kid watching it, I just used to hate watching the future portion of it.
Yeah.
And now rewatching it, future's barely, not even a third of the movie.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and so you go there and then you're done and then it's really good from there on out. And I love the actor that you got, the bald guy.
Strickland.
He's played in Top Gun. He was the instructor in Top Gun, and he was just a hard nose like he was in Back to the Future.
Oh, but, nice. Okay, so speaking of Strickland, I had never noticed this before about those movies, but Marty also plays Seamus,
yep.
or James or whatever.
Seamus McFly.
Strickland plays the old
Marshall
sheriff.
Strickland, yeah.
Marshall.
Yep.
And the guy who plays Biff played Mad Dog.
Yep.
I never realized that before. And so Jeremy and I were watching it, and we looked, and I was like, in the scene right after Tannen challenges Marty to the duel, they're walking side by side, Maggie and Seamus, and then... Marty,
well,
you can see the coloring is
Marty's
different.
Mom plays Seamus's wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which Kara thought was weird, by the way.
Well,
like theoretically, so they must be attracted to the same type of woman.
That's the explanation, is that the McFlys are all attracted to the similar type of person.
I was like, but she shouldn't look like, but I get that. Okay.
I'll say that Leah Thompson's probably a better actress than the person who played Jennifer, or her name escapes me right now.
Yeah.
And like, they would rather have her featured more.
Right.
Because she's like such an integral part of the story than Marty's girlfriend, who spent the first movie not basically existing, the second movie passed out on a bench.
Right.
You know, so if they wanted to show like the type of person that Marty would obviously has been shown to be attracted to or whatever.
Right.
I like Jennifer's hair the best in the first movie, and then it kind of gets dumpy in the second and third movies.
Different actress.
It's a different actress,
completely
really?
Different actress.
Wow, well, I did not.
And then
they had to reshoot the ending of the first one with the second actress.
Really?
Because they had the sequel start right at the... Yeah, they completely reshot that scene.
Really?
Interesting.
Yep.
And then, so what I thought was interesting is, so the first one was 85, and then the second and third one were 89 and 90.
Yep, correct.
So they came apart. I didn't realize they came that close.
It was only like 6 months apart.
Yeah. It was like now coming summer of whatever, because I watched it all
summer
the way
90.
Through. Yeah, mm-hmm. summer of 90.
It was like fall of 89, summer of 90.
So that was cool that they did that.
Yeah.
But they're really, really, really solid movies. That opening sequence of 1, though, and Christopher Lloyd's performance throughout the entire thing. And then... Why is everything heavy in the future? And then when they switch, and then he says, when he gets challenged to the duel with Mad Dog, he's like, great Scott. He's like, heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Genius. This is really, really, really good. So thoroughly enjoyed going back and watching those. Yeah. Sorry our stream looks like what 2015 looked like in 1989,
yeah.
I guess.
We got some chat to catch up with. And yeah, again, apologizing some more. Like, we're just dropping so many frames. Ashley says, David's so particular about his PB&Js. I had to make him one way when he was packing them for work, and now a different way now that he comes home for lunch. Plus, I had to learn his perfect PB to J ratio.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Jeremy, guess what he gets. That's crazy. Oh my goodness.
And then Nissan Al said that did not come from his upbringing.
It makes me think of Baby Driver because the guy that...
Oh, yeah, all the way to the edges. Yeah.
Yep, it's got the peanut butter has to be all the way to the edges, and he makes sure they
was
know that.
Lou?
The,
was his name Lou, the guy who took care of baby?
Oh. Hi, Matt. Thank you for joining the stream. Apologies
hey,
for the quality.
Yeah. I don't know what, so.
It's glitchy tonight. Anyways.
Then, yeah, Tim wanted to said, speaking of Westerns, who do you like better, Trinity or Bambino? I don't know who Bambino is. I've seen the Trinity film, so I'm just have to go
Bambino's
with Trinity.
The older brother who would go around people on the head and knock them out.
Okay,
remember him?
Still Trinity. Still Trinity.
Yeah, still Trinity. It's the spaghetti westerns.
Never seen either one.
Steven and AJ used to argue over who got to be Trinity and who got to be Bambino. Like, both of them wanted to be Trinity because
he's the best.
Right.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
I mean, that's no. It's who is it, Dad? Or Steven. You guys would know.
Yeah. Oh, so Tim says, do you realize the Chicago Cubs almost played in the 2015 World Series?
They won it.
Not in 2015, though.
Well, I thought that was a big deal.
No, it was like 16 or something. It was right around the same time. And the joke was supposed to be that Florida didn't have a team, and there's like the Miami Gators or whatever, and the Marlins play in Miami now, so like they got that right.
Huh. I thought it was a big deal because they predicted it, and Kara almost.
Well, here, so I'll look it up real quick. When did Cubs win World Series?
Yeah.
When did Cubs?
I'm curious. Anyway, I think I like Trinity and Bambino kind of equally. They're both funny. I don't know.
Let's see here. They won in 2016.
It was 2016, so it was a year. It
was off by a year.
But they hadn't won since, what, 19?
Like the early 1900s. It was over 100 years they didn't win.
It's been a long time.
So they were off by 1 year. How incredible is that? That's really cool.
Well, it's like The Simpsons. Haven't they said The Simpsons predicted so many dumb things?
If you call enough shots, you're going to get something.
It's true.
They have 600 episodes. We could just sit here and just make predictions all day. It's like the Nostradamus effect.
We should do it. And then be like, we called it.
Guesses. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 2016. So which brother is Hobby Game
Steven.
Holds? Steven. So Steven says, I'm Trinity, better looking and smarter.
See, I told you. It's really funny, but they would make up pans of beans, because in the movies, in the movies, they'd make this huge pan of beans, and they'd just sit there, and they'd eat their beans, and they'd just sit and stare at each other like
absurd amounts of beans.
Exactly, and then they'd take their bread, and they'd scoop it out, and Steven and AJ would do that as kids. Sorry, Steven, that's embarrassing.
I don't have a horse in this race because I've never seen one of those. I've seen some.
I saw them growing up, but I haven't really seen them since. There's three of them, right?
There's three. The first two are the good ones. The third one, I think, kind of went downhill.
So.
But we need to watch them. They're good. They're funny. Spaghetti Westerns are the best. You know Django? The theme song at the end of Django? That's the Trinity theme song.
Oh. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Really, really good.
So you'd probably like Trinity. Just saying.
No, we can watch him sometime.
Yeah.
Well, the other funny thing for me, Chris, is, the Hero of a Thousand Faces and the whole theory, there's only so many stories to tell, more or less. It was fun for me. So between DuckTales and Back to the Future, I have seen the same story being told in Bender and Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like the whole thing where he would go back in time and then they would just dig him up 500 years later or whatever, 1500 years later.
Yeah.
That was like leaving the car for him in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an episode of DuckTales where, do you remember what I made that in reference to?
Oh.
There was an episode where it was like, oh, they did that in this show and oh, they did that in this show. And
mm-hmm.
It kind of reminded me of that. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I was trying to look up things. So I was just like, when did those movies come out? They came out in the 70s.
Trinity movies? I could have told you they came out in the 70s.
Yeah, but I wanted to come up. I wanted to seem like I knew things.
Seriously, those are 70s movies, 110%. It's kind of like Kelly's Heroes. Did you ever watch Kelly's Heroes, the movie?
I've seen that a bunch of times.
I love that movie. It's a Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tim says you guys have the DVDs, obviously.
Yeah, they've got the DVDs. Yeah. We'll watch them. Kelly's Heroes is a good movie.
Yeah, Kelly's Heroes, that's where they go get the gold.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's got the main...
It's got a bunch of...
Everybody's a huge star.
Everybody in that one. Yeah.
Everyone. And what's the guy? He plays Snow in The Hunger Games.
I haven't seen The Hunger Games.
Sutherland. Donald Sutherland?
Donald Sutherland. That was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, he's in it.
I couldn't believe he was in it. Clint Eastwood.
There's a couple... they're all big names. Grew up watching that movie. It's so funny.
Gosh dang it. Stupid Google autocorrect.
What did it do?
I was trying to look up the cast for the movie, and I got to Kelly, and then it auto-switched to Kellen name meaning. And it's why? Why? That's not even close. Who cares what Kellen means?
But yeah, I grew up watching that. What other movie came, like, around that era did I grow up watching? Trinity, Kelly's Heroes. There's another one from the 70s I was like... I don't remember.
Speaking of the 70s, after you're done looking up that name thing, Star Wars came out in 1977.
Well,
We can hit up Star Wars Leaks, Chris.
Oh, we're going to Star Wars Leaks early?
We're going to Star Wars Leaks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Star Wars Leaks is happening. Hey, look, a fancy graphic for Star Wars Leaks.
What? Chris hasn't been working hard or anything.
Oh, my goodness. I was playing a drawing game with my sister, and I made this while I was playing a drawing game.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So...
all right, what do we got in sweet Star Wars news this week?
We've got so much stuff. I just got to get it pulled back up here. My phone's kind of running like junk right now here. Boop, 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 boop. And here we go. So the top rated post of the last week, Solo: A Star Wars Story, is expected to continue on Disney Plus.
So I've seen a lot of buzz about that for this week, and like I don't know if we talked about it last week, but
I think we kind of mentioned it.
I can't wait to see how they wrap up Maul.
Yeah, they can't, like I said, they can't just leave Maul hanging where he was, like telling Kira to come and see him. And it's like,
and that was it.
That's it. It's like you're going to introduce us to Maul for the first time since Clone Wars. And just leave us hanging now?
Yeah.
So I'm quite stoked that.
So that one's tagged rumor. So there's, it's not confirmed. It's right. Tagged rumor.
I've seen that go around quite a bit.
Yeah.
So this post has come up about 30 different times on my feed. There's a full leaked Star Wars Lego Skywalker Saga title screen.
I have seen that come across all the Lego subreddits. So we know the game's coming out. Yeah. It's supposed to come out this year. Everyone's mad because there's still no release date. But it's supposed to be all 9 films.
It's going to be holiday 2020. You know
what
it is.
Lego game. And it's going to be really good. Those games are so much fun. They're great multiplayer games. Mm-hmm. If you have a friend or someone you want to sit down and play them with.
Jeremy and I have played so many Lego games together.
You know, I used to get mad because so the earlier games had the rubber banding thing where it would just drag you.
Right. Yep.
And as soon as they got that split screen or zoom out, whichever combo they did for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just made it a lot more fun. Like, not that, like, I'm not amazing at video games. I'm, like, good enough.
Right.
But platforming is my giant weakness, right? So, if you're platforming and somebody's dragging you while you're trying to do your jumps and stuff, it just becomes impossible.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
On the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo goes through and re-releases, or they're adding stuff to their catalog of their Super Nintendo. So one of my favorite childhood Super Nintendo games was Reloaded. And Gabe, if you're still watching, let me know if you would have liked this. I thought it'd be fun to stream Kara and I are playing the original Donkey Kong Country on Super Nintendo. But that is a straight-up platformer. So what we did was we played for, you know, maybe a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tap her in because whoever's first player or whoever's tagged in controls. And when the other person, when they get hit.
So I played Diddy Kong.
Okay. Whenever they get hit, then I would take over until we could get to the barrel, and then as soon as I brought her back to life, then I would tap her in again and let her go. And it was really fun. But half the time she's like, I hate platformers, or I'm bad at platformers.
I've never been good at Mario or anything like that. I could do Mario Kart all day.
So I wanted to stream it. I thought it could have been fun, but...
Yeah.
Oh, there's one part where you're not flying. You're swinging on the vines. You're holding on to vines, and the vines are sliding across the screen. And you, like, have to start dodging vultures and stuff like that. And they're
bees,
just...
the bees.
Bees and vultures. And the bees are, like, doing their circle. So you're like, do I go up? Do I go down? Where do I go?
It was fun. It was... I laugh. And, like, what I love about those games is the levels aren't very long, but they had a lot of creativity. They had all the barrels. So then there's the first level or two. They get you used to the mechanic where you just... You go into the barrel and it shoots you around the map. And then the second one, half of them shoot you. And then you have to time the jumps, the blasts out. Then they add the enemies in. So the barrels are going like this and the bees are like this. And
That messed with me. When the barrel was going like this and the bee was going like this, I was like, I need to time this perfectly.
And then the barrel you're trying to shoot into on the other side is also going up and down.
Yeah.
It's fun. Minecart Madness. Oh, man. Donkey Kong.
Platformers, the frustration level outpaces the satisfaction level almost immediately for me.
Yeah. They're fun. It's a good... That game, what I loved about that game, too, is it had a bunch of secrets. A bunch and bunch of fun
secrets.
Yeah, so
secrets. I'm going along, Jeremy's like, nope, go back. And I'm like...
Secret.
Yep.
Secret.
And just, yep, exactly.
Like, and I played the original... Or not the original, whatever. I played Super Mario in, like, the 60... Or not the 64, the...
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
I thought you were going to say in the 60s. I was like...
No.
Really?
You know, and it's like, I could get, like, an okay distance into it. You know, I'd say I'd probably consider myself an average platformer.
Right.
But there are people that have the patience to, like, sit there and just grind on that same section over and over and over again until they get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It's once it gets to a certain amount of, like, annoying, like, even if I beat it, I'm not like, yes, I beat that level. I'm like, finally, I can stop being super angry.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about Dark Souls. Is that you have to try it over and over again.
I hate Dark Souls so much.
The new Paper Mario came out, and it made me feel bad. The game, Chris, has a built-in handicap. So there is a part where you have to jump across an area, and it's like Simon says. It starts off with like 6 bricks, and it'll light up 6, and you have to jump on them in that order to get across. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to 9. Well, I jumped across, and I messed it up. So I got on fire and I started over again in that part. Jumped through it, got lit up again. It dropped some in, so there was fewer blocks, so it became easier. And I was like, wait a minute, I want it, go back to the 9 blocks. Don't you dare do that to me. I'm not done yet. Then there's these 3 temples you have to beat, and one of them is the test of strength, and it's like all about your timing. Another one is your test of wisdom, and it asks you questions in the game. And I was doing very poorly on that one. And so it said, for 3,000 coins, I can give it to you easier, but it only pops up after you've lost twice.
Okay.
Then the third time, I accidentally clicked yes instead of no. I had to reload my save because I was like, I don't want you to automatically handicap the game to make it easier so I can progress. I just thought
it's like
was
insulting
really,
to you.
Yeah, I thought that was a really interesting mechanic. Except
it is.
There was this trivia mode you get to in one of them, and the game is all about rotating platforms in a circular pattern and then in a slice pattern across the circles, okay?
It's a jigsaw puzzle, but it's circular with slices in it.
And so it messes it up, and it, like, twists it and slices it. It's like a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah,
but
that's what it sounds like, is a Rubik's Cube.
There's no way.
It gives you about 30 seconds to solve the puzzle.
I don't know the target age for this game, but it couldn't have been under 50. Because I don't know how, as a kid, you'd ever beat that. There's just no way.
And probably you fail a bunch of times and it makes it easier and then you figure it out.
So what that does is in that game show, it was like Jeopardy. So there was, you had to count Goombas going in and out of a bathtub. That was one category.
So I would count the ones going in, Jeremy would count the ones going out, and then we'd just subtract the ones going out from the one I counted.
We would only, because then the fog rolls in because it steams up so you can't see what's in the pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And so that was one of the categories. The other one was that picture lineup. Then they had the shell game. And then they had, what was the last one? I don't remember, but we just failed all those parts. So there was no built-in handicap on that one.
Okay.
It kept getting more difficult, and I couldn't even beat the 10-point one.
We ended up getting our points, though.
We got the points. And then there's a sudden death round where then you agree to do it, and if it does, you lose the whole thing and have to start over again. Man.
Intense.
It is intense.
It's a good game, though.
David said that it'd be fun to watch you guys play the video games.
He said
he spent way too many hours trying over and over to get past certain levels.
Well, that was like this, just Dark Souls, though. Oh, man.
I don't know how you play Dark Souls. I don't understand.
You do feel, well.
I rage. I started playing Dark Souls. I couldn't get past the first boss. So I rage quit.
The game
and
starts
never
off
touched
and
it
you
again.
Pull the sword out of the campfire and then the boss attacks you and Kara lost 3 times?
Oh, no. I played that. I probably tried beating that boss for a good 2 hours. Every single time got sent back to the very beginning, I was like, so I rage quit, and like I said, I haven't touched that game since.
Feels good when you beat it, I tell you what.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, it's like, I like puzzle things more.
I like puzzles, too.
Stardew Valley, Terraria.
I just got crappy reflexes is the problem, yeah. So it's like, hard for, like, the one time I felt satisfied doing something like that, my sister basically soft-locked herself playing Skyrim. She had an autosave and her regular save were both, like, on the same thing. Her, like, entering this room where there's, like, 8 people she had to fight.
Oh.
Yep.
And she had, like, no HP. And she, like, just kept on getting wrecked. So then, like, I jumped in there and I was like, wah, 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 and I killed everybody. And I was like, okay, there you go. And I gave her back the controller.
That was
Jeremy tries to do that with me and I say, no, I'm going to do this myself.
That
she,
was...
She asked me. I didn't take it over.
Oh.
It was not your Lydia story, is it? Or it was my buddy Kyle's. It was, okay... So, funny story. All right. So, my 2 good friends and my coworkers, David, not David that's watching David, but my other friend David and my friend Kyle were overseas together on a trip. And Kyle had brought his PlayStation. He was playing some Skyrim. And he had Lydia as his companion. So, your NPC companions in Skyrim are invincible to, like, they can't die if the enemy hits them. Enemy hits them, okay? Mm-hmm. They just can't die. They'll just drop to a knee, and then they'll come back after a little bit of time. If you hit them, it triggers, like, a cutscene or triggers an event, and then they can die by anybody, whether you kill them or they kill them. This is one way to get rid of your NPCs. So that game, just like you were talking about, autosaves when you go through doors.
Yep.
So David picks up and is playing on Kyle's save, and Kyle is going to ask Lydia to marry him. And so he goes in there and he's like, oh, hey, Lydia, and he's playing and he accidentally hits the wrong button.
No.
So instead of like picking something up, he hit her and it triggered her, like she gets defensive, right?
Yep.
And so he's like, uh-oh. So he runs outside and it auto saves
oh,
after the strike.
No.
So then he just logs off. So Kyle logs on, and Lydia's just beating him up, completely beating him up. He's like, what the heck? And he kills her, but he doesn't have a save where she's not aggroed on him.
Yep.
And there's no way to fix it.
So it reminds me of an episode of Viva La Dirt that I've watched. I love Viva La Dirt. They're hilarious. Anyway, they did a skit where there's this girl gamer, and this guy gets onto his girlfriend's game to play. And this girl gamer comes up to him, and he's, like, having a hard time trying to figure something out. And he gets on his chat, and he's like, oh, can you tell me how to equip my sword? I'm playing on my girlfriend's game. She loves this thing. So I thought, you know, I could learn to play this game. And so the girlfriend has no idea her boyfriend's playing on her thing. And she's like, oh, well, I see you have the sword of whatever. Some really high-end sword. She's like, so what you do is you do this, and you go down, and you click drop it, and then you have to pick it back up. So he drops it. She picks it up. And completely clears out her inventory, the inventory, completely clears out the gold cash. And the guy is, like, looking. He's like, he sees her run off, and he's like, oh. And he, like, logs off. Can you imagine? It was funny anyway.
I have a story about something similar to that. I was playing Fallout 4.
Excellent game.
And a buddy of mine was staying at my house at the time, and he jumps on, and just to be a troll, he logs out of my game. He shoots every bullet I have, just randomly shoots it out of nowhere, and then throws all my guns away, and then runs away and saves.
No.
So I log in. I have no weapons, no armor, no bullets, no money. And I'm, like, halfway through the game, and he ruined my save.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, sure, I could try and, like, punch my way to success.
This isn't Minecraft here. This is Fallout.
I don't know if I could talk to that friend ever again if they did something
so
like that to me.
I was so freaking mad. Yeah. Because, like, he's just running around like a lunatic, like, shooting stuff. And I didn't realize he was playing on my save. Because I saw him doing it.
Right.
And I was like, you're wasting all those bullets. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's your save.
Have you talked to this friend since?
Yeah.
Ooh. You're forgiving,
it's like,
man.
Whatever. It wasn't my first playthrough either. So.
Right.
But still, like, there's a lot of hours you put into Fallout 4.
Yeah.
A lot of hours if you do the side quests, you know?
But so, one
of my favorite Ask Reddit surprises recently that I came across is somebody posted up, what is something you are 110% sure that someone lied about? And there's all these.
Without any
ones.
Proof. I saw
Without
the same
any
one.
Proof. And there's so many funny ones, blah, blah, blah. But there's so many good ones, like serious ones. And one of my favorite ones is that my little brother accidentally deleted my Pokemon game save. And I was like, that is the best answer to that question.
Yeah.
Because, Mike, I've had my niece overwrite game saves accidentally, like I'll let her borrow something. Because when that, you know, before then, that was a big deal. Zelda game saves.
Yeah, you only get one slot. It's like,
Oh, man.
I don't know why there wasn't the technology to have multiple game saves. Are you going to talk about the
just game backup? Saves. Oh, just game saves still. David Wallen, we played MudRunner, the truck game together, and that game just came out 6 months ago. It only had one save. If you even hit new game, it doesn't matter. It overwrites your previous save.
Yuck.
So we were playing with this guy and awesome friend, and he gets on, and he's like, yeah, my little kid hopped on and he got stuck with a truck, because that's the point of the game, like, you know, have your friend pull you out or use a crane or switch to a different vehicle, pull yourself out. And so the kid got stuck, so he just started a new game because he couldn't figure it out and deleted, like, all of his trucks, all his hard work that he put into it, and, like, even as of recently. And so finally they add a new thing now where it's, like, start a new game. It says, you know, if they added multiple saves. And
so here's what we do. When kiddo comes along and is old enough to game, we keep your 360 that you have, and they can play on the 360. They're not touching mom and dad's Xboxes. Not touching them one bit.
I feel like that they should have to go through the hierarchy of consoles like we do.
Right? Yeah, they should go like Xbox, 360.
You have to start like in the Nintendo.
Yeah, start the Super Nintendo.
Start on the NES, because, like, the games get harder and harder as you go anyway.
It's true.
I loved hearing Kara talk about Mario Kart is on that same virtual Super Nintendo console on the Switch. And she's the original Mario Kart. She's like, I can't even see what's happening here. It was so, the graphics were not
even
complimentary.
Oh, you mean the top-down Mario?
Yeah, it was like, well, it wasn't full top-down, but it was, you know, the way you go through the track, and there were short tracks, and
the one I started playing on was the one on the 64.
And it was scaled up to 4K. I played on the Super Nintendo one. My sister and I would play together, and I would go around the track forwards, and then she would go around the track backwards and ram into everybody. Because there was no ghosting then. You didn't turn into a ghost when you went backwards. So anybody in second place, I would just call them out. Say, okay, Bowser's in second place. So she'd come around and just smash into Bowser and spin him out. And then I would just have a nice, solid first place lead. All right, Peach is coming up. Take her out.
You cheaters.
So it's like the New Orleans Saints all over again.
It's not cheating. It's just playing smarter.
Two-player for the win.
So David says, I love your explanation every time you talk about one of us Daves.
Ah!
And then he says, I always try to do at least two save files.
Yeah, exactly.
It's smart.
I don't know the context of what this is, because I wasn't... It says that happens twice to him?
Mud Runner save file.
Oh.
So we started playing, David hopped on, helped him get through the first part of the game again, and his kid did it again! So it happened twice.
Again, our kids are not touching our Xboxes.
Tim says, start him on Atari.
Yes, Dad!
You've got to be
you have to go back. Steven says you have to go back to the beginning of Ready Player One.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if you've seen
Ready Player One. I love it. Is that Spielberg who directed that?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about taking a run at all of his movies. So he's got Jaws, Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, E.T., Ready
Close
Player One.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Never seen that.
Okay, don't hate me. Who directed Jurassic Park?
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, okay.
I think he also directed the third one, but not the second one. I can't remember. Or the second and not the third. I don't recall.
I mean, the first Jurassic Park is the best Jurassic Park.
That's an amazing.
Oh, Juliet is taken off. Thank you for joining in, Juliet. Apologies for the chunkiness of the thing.
Yeah.
This will be a lot higher quality on Monday.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. And Ashley, hate Peach as well. When I play,
Toad is the absolute best.
I like Yoshi. I play as Yoshi or I play as Rosalia, the blonde.
Well, that's new age.
The new ones, yeah.
I play Koopa.
Otherwise, Yoshi. I play as Yoshi every time.
Tony always played as Koopa.
I always loved
Koopa.
I always
played as Toad.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember playing the Super NES version of that, and I never won a single race ever against it. He was always just better than me, right? But I was coming second.
Yep.
So at the end of the league, first, second, whatever. I remember the first time. So I started beating him. I beat him on a lap or a race or whatever. I was like, yes. And then I had won just enough so that I had five more points than him at the end, and I won the thing. And I was like, it was the best day of my life that I won the actual thing.
That reminds me of a heartwarming story I read about one of these World Rally Champion games. This kid logs on, and he lost his dad when he was 6 years old.
Aww.
And they used to race on that game together. And he fired it up after 10 years. So he was 16. And he logged on and he went on to a race. And his dad's ghost was on there. As in his dad's
the record that was set.
So he was like, he could race against his dad. And then he would never win.
I read the same thing.
He'd always hit the brakes before he crossed that finish line so that he didn't overrate the ghost.
Oh,
that reminds me of an old school Animal Crossing story that was like that, too.
The letter one?
The letter one.
Yeah, yep. I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought somebody had said that was fake.
I want to believe it's true.
I'd rather believe that it's true, but...
So let's believe it's true.
I'm going to run the graphic for this again because we've gotten so far off topic.
We're doing
Star Wars leaks, guys.
Yeah, we hit two, right?
I think we've gone through a couple of them. So the Star Wars title screen is a confirmed leak. Solo's A Star Wars Story continuing on Disney Plus is a rumor.
Boom, boom, boom.
Brent Friedman, TCW, I don't know. I'm just reading the title.
The Clone Wars.
Yeah. Oh, The Clone Wars and Rebels writer teases Rex and Echo may talk about what happened to Fives in the Bad Batch series.
Ooh.
That's tagged news.
Nice. So that's
Fives was killed.
Yeah, but there's more to the story of what happened with Fives.
Here's what I want to hear. I think, was it Jesse? I remember reading this. I don't know if they ever talked about it in the show. It's been a while since I've watched it. But Jesse was a medic clone, and he found out about it, and so they didn't kill him. They froze him. Cryogenic freezing or whatever.
Okay.
And he thaws out way in the future because a group of pirates stole the whatever that he was in, and they thawed him, and when he comes to, he's now in a group of pirates, and he joins them.
Hondo?
So, that'd be cool. But I kind of want to hear Jesse's
Jedi
story.
I love Hondo.
I love Hondo, too.
Hondo, I love him, too. Jim Cummings
Well, you've got more Star Wars leaks. I could go on another tangent.
All right, so this is a wild rumor. Tagged wild rumor. So Kessel Run transmissions Tarkin to show up in Cassian Andor show.
Oh, I believe it.
That'd be cool.
Do a young Tarkin. They'll do it.
Oh my goodness! There's so bellies? Many flashes on me.
You're so funny.
No eating on the podcast, Jeremy.
I know. Seriously, I ate all my snacks. What do you think this beforehand? Is?
It's snack time.
It's not snack time. We're just gonna stay in Kara's clothes up the whole time. Then.
Chris, you need to come up with like a big old thing that pops on the screen that says snack time with Rise of the Podcast. And we'll have Star Wars snacks every single
Don't
time.
Don't bother saying anything, Jeremy. You're muted.
You gotta lean into it.
Oh my goodness.
Jeremy likes to snack everywhere we go. Well, okay, we'll go to his mom's
I have
house.
Not had a phone call with him where he hasn't eaten something.
Seriously. And he's a loud chewer. Not gonna lie, I love you. You're a loud chewer.
He's vigorous and thorough.
Yes, but we'll go to his mom's house, and he immediately goes to her little tower that's got snacks on it.
That's what moms are for, is providing snacks, though.
And there'll be one thing left, and Jeremy's like, you don't need this, do you, Mom? I can have it, right?
I mean.
So, okay, last thing on here. So there was one that wasn't in the top that I thought was interesting and I'm going to try and find, but... It says, reference books, tiny book of Jedi Sith by Insight editions revealed, with solicits promising lore blurbs, new art, character profiles, and bits of wisdom, releasing March 9th, 2021. So there's a tiny book of Jedi and a tiny book of Sith. And it says, knowledge from the light side or dark side of the force, depending on which one. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's see if I can find... It was only a couple hours ago, so I'm going to sort by...
Time.
New.
Oh yeah, new. Not time. New.
Oh, that might be dangerous. All right, I'm gonna switch back to the wide. I'm gonna pot Jeremy back up so we can talk some more.
I took a break. I put my jelly beans away. I did. They're over there. I put them back in the bag.
I'd put Jeremy on podcast timeout.
Oh, poor Jeremy.
They were really good. It was worth it. It was like the podcast was. I was like, it was back in Georgia again.
The jelly bean that Jeremy will never eat is the Harry Potter.
Yeah, because you feed me all the booger the and every flavor beans.
We talked about that,
yeah,
didn't
we? Did,
we?
Of course.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, it was not funny.
Oh, it's the very top one. Apparently, people don't post it here very often. This is a rumor, tagged rumor. Supposed info drop coming on Tuesday regarding Disney Plus.
Oh.
And this is a screenshot of a tweet. It looks like. It's looking like we're going to get some official Star Wars news at Disney earnings call on Tuesday. If I had to guess, I'd say we'll know a lot more about some of the upcoming Disney Plus shows for Star Wars and Marvel.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah. So Tuesday. So tomorrow, if you're watching this.
We're waiting to hear about Kenobi. We're waiting to hear more solid rumors about the Cassian show. And
I am more excited about Kenobi than the Cassian show.
I'm more excited about Mandalorian Season 2.
Oh, I'm stoked about Mando Season 2.
I'm more excited about Kenobi than Mando 2.
Oh, I've heard that Kenobi's going to be better. Like, it's going to be...
We'll see.
It's got Ewan McGregor in it, so it has to
right,
be good.
Ewan McGregor's reprising his role as Kenobi, which, thank you.
I mean, like, I am going to lose it as a kid on Christmas morning when that comes out.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
If it ever comes out, like, and how many things have delayed this? This project is already supposed to have been out.
You know the meme Bill shared with the opening crawl, and then he gets goosebumps. Like,
yeah.
Like just I can just imagine like it's gonna be dark, and then it's gonna fade in. We're gonna see what Kenobi's been up to, and how they do that. Oh man,
I'm so excited. Kenobi's my favorite Jedi. Ahsoka is my favorite character.
Well, she's no Jedi.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Exactly. She's not a Jedi. So Kenobi's my favorite Jedi. Ahsoka is my favorite. Force user with Kenobi a close second.
David says Jeremy has done that at his mom's house ever since I've known him, even when he lived at home. Just cleaned her out of snacks.
Yep,
I'm a snacker. What can I say?
He's a snacker. Although I'm beginning to empathize because now I will eat, and literally like 10 minutes later, I'm like, "Is there food in the house?"
Well, you have a reason.
I'm feeding a baby.
I just like to snack. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I don't want you snacking. We're not in an ASMR channel, so I don't want you jelly bean eating right in a mic.
Jeremy's going to be like nice and close into the mic, just chewing away.
Yep.
I don't know how much ASMR that would be for anybody.
David says he's excited for both shows.
Yeah, they're going
to
be good.
I mean, I'm excited too, but like if I had to pick one over the other, I've gotten to experience The Mandalorian. I want to see what Kenobi's going to
be.
It's
so
true.
My excitement level is higher. Let's see what else we got going on here. I think we should plug listener mail one more time.
All right. Hey, if you want to have a question answered or get a hold of us, or just let us know what you think, what we could do, what you want to see us talk about. Write to us at contact@riseofthepodcast.com, and we will take your email. We'll read it on air if you want us to. We'll talk about it. We'll even hang it on the wall. So we got to put that in the frame.
Yep.
Like it's, frame is sitting right there.
Our goal is to be as interactive as possible, and we want to make sure that we're talking about the things that you guys want to talk about.
Right.
The best way to steer that conversation outside of participating live is to drop us an email.
Yeah.
It's a thing. People still use it.
Well, Brad sent us that one long email, and he gave us like three or four topics that we could talk about that one time.
We have been getting emails.
I've been trying to think of, like, so if we get more emails and more suggestions on things, then I can make the segment for Hey, You Asked For It. So.
Hey, You Asked For It.
Yeah, so, and like, if you guys want to see us try and do something, some sort of feat of strength or a test of endurance or something, ask away.
And we will.
Jeremy
will do it.
So the only thing, it can't include me.
I will say this. We are not at 300 subscribers yet, so Jeremy cannot shock himself with a dog collar yet.
Yes.
Come on, guys.
We're so close. Like, nothing special happens in terms of YouTube, but it'd just be nice to finally clear that hurdle of getting to 300 subscribers. It's a nice round.
And, I mean, wouldn't it be funny to see Jeremy shock himself with a dog collar? Let's be real.
I'm honestly as interested to see your face when you do the 9-volt battery.
Oh, but Jeremy would be funnier. I've seen him shock himself with a dog collar, and it's hilarious. You know what we should do? Just to be funny. My mom's got one of those electrotherapy, like, shock things.
A TENS unit?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they have like the pads that stimulate your muscles. Yeah, it's a TENS unit.
Have you ever turned that sucker up?
Yeah, I've had back spasms before and had to use it on maximum settings. It hurts.
It hurts, but then,
it
like,
makes
you
it feel so much better.
You can't control what you do. So like, if you put it on your back and you do certain ones, like when it goes to the jolt, it's like your body twitches and you can do nothing about it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I threw up my back a couple years ago, and a coworker of mine just had like. A kid has back problems, and he let me borrow his TENS unit, and he's basically like cranking it up to the point where like it doesn't feel comfortable, and that's when it starts working, basically, right?
Yeah.
And I had it like, I think it went up to like 15, and I had it on like 11 or something, so it was like you know, like really like tensing him up or whatever. But like, I did about like a half hour of that, and I took it off. My back felt so much better.
Oh yeah, my mom does it every day. I think it is. I mean, you do feel better after you use it, so.
But yeah, isn't it weird that we're run on electricity? Like it's electrical impulses that makes your muscles move.
Right. Well, that's why the danger of like grabbing a, you know, working with electricity is it's that your muscles contract and don't let go. So you can't, you know, like you can't let go.
Well, and then you use like if somebody's heart stops, you use electricity to
rejolt
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Give it a good just clear.
So that actually doesn't restart the heart. That is if your heart you have an arrhythmia. It resets the time of your heart so it beats regularly.
Got it.
It's you have to do chest compressions until the heart can restart itself, and then the other thing is for if you have like some sort of arrhythmia. I was watching some like doctor reviews medical shows, and he's like every time you see a defibrillator, that's not how it works.
Strike it back into rhythm again.
Exactly. So, and like, and I'm sure they probably have them in the Air Force too, or whatever, like the assisted defibrillator machines where it like walks you through the steps and like it tells you right the thing. It's like, this is not for people that don't have a pulse. This is for people that are having some sort of irregular heartbeat episode.
It's like, would that be like a heart attack?
Yeah, heart attack.
Yeah.
You could restart and it would save a heart attack?
Well, it would bring it back into normal rhythm.
I think we've got one of those assisted ones at work.
Yeah, we have one at work, too.
We have one at work.
Do you know where
it's
it is?
In the,
yes, it's really
the absolute worst spot. I'm not even going to talk about it. There's no easy way to get to it. If they're not having a heart attack right there,
it is on the roof in the far corner away from the door.
Well, so the way that we have three floors at our building. I'm going to talk about it, apparently. We have three floors in our building. There's a set of stairs on either side. One set of stairs goes from the first floor straight up to the third floor, and one set goes first floor, second floor, third floor, right? On that side, on the second floor, is where it is. So if you're on the first floor or third floor, anywhere from the middle of the building to the east, it's at an impossible location. It's as far away from you as it could possibly be. If you're anywhere on that side of the building on the first or third floor, it's as far as away from you as humanly possible.
Now I just imagine it'd be funny because they do news there. It'd be funny if it was on the news, So, like, if somebody was having a heart attack, they'd have to, like, run out in front of the news, live news, grab it. Right. That would be the probably.
David just linked us our own stream, I guess, on YouTube. Interesting. Oh. He also says, for everyone on Facebook, go to YouTube and subscribe and want to see Jeremy get shocked.
Oh, so he linked.
Yes, everybody, click that link on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube.
I had to do is look at 9-volt battery. Jeremy gets to crank up a dog collar and zap himself.
It's gonna be a good time.
It should be bear skin. I'm thinking.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
Right on the top. Oh, of the
not there.
What do you mean not there?
That's skull.
So
I'll do my neck.
Would you like your bicep? So you'd be like, poof.
Oh, I'll do my bicep. I'll do my bicep, my thigh all day. I'll let you hit it 3 times on my leg. it feels like a snake bite is all it feels like when it's all
Have you ever been bitten by a snake? I haven't, I don't think.
I haven't.
I mean, I've been bitten by a garter snake. They don't have any teeth and it just latched onto my finger. It hurt. Poor little finger.
it didn't have teeth and it hurt.
Yeah, they got clamping pressure.
Yeah.
He's got a line there.
He gummed Jeremy.
He got gummed on the finger.
Jawbones still. They still whack up their food, probably. How does a garter snake, what does a garter snake eat?
Probably bugs, I'm guessing.
Can you imagine a garter snake with dentures?
Oh my goodness. Ugh. I don't want to imagine that.
I'm sure that's probably a subreddit, snakes with teeth.
Hold on. Let's see if I can find it.
Well, snakes have teeth. Apparently not garter snakes.
Well, some do, some don't. But I'm just saying, like, teeth, like, you know, Appa from Avatar has molars, like, all the way around,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
So, okay. So, I've typed in r/snakes. And there's r/snakes with hats.
Snakes with hats are the best.
r/snakes wearing hats.
Yes.
r/snakes in hats.
How have I not followed every single one of these? I love snakes in hats. They're the best.
Then r/snakes with arms.
Oh, snakes with arms is hilarious.
Yeah. With snakes with sweaters, that could be good.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Oh, why? Well, Reddit. There's everything's on Reddit. I'm just going to say that much.
Yep.
David says, if we hit 300 tonight, I'll be a guest and get shocked with you.
Yay! Ooh, that would be awesome.
There's incentive, guys.
Yeah, bonus time.
We need Ashton to charge up all of his collar.
Yep.
There is no r/snakes with teeth.
Oh, man.
So you can make that if you wanted, but...
Ah!
There's apparently so many subreddits for snakes and hats.
Okay, seriously, though, snakes and hats? They're always little, sweet, little, tiny, little baby snakes, and they've got little hat, like, top hats and little... They're so cute. I like snakes. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong
snakes.
With that.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Exactly.
I follow a Facebook page called How Absolute Dare, and it's pictures of really salty animals. And one lady, she has a pure white snake. Its name is Luna. Doesn't have teeth. And it was biting her finger. And she said, well, Luna was angry that I didn't feed her today. But it was a really pretty snake. Like I said, it was like just pure white and just...
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Sorry.
I have never been offered to encounter a snake, but I feel like I would decline.
Really? Oh, I like snakes.
I just I like there's. Snake and... I respect nature enough to know that I shouldn't be interacting with it.
I used to catch snakes as a kid.
I used to catch garter snakes and red belly racers.
We'd catch garter snakes, and one time I decided to keep my mom will remember this story. I decided to keep one as a pet.
But you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her. I kept it in a bucket, an ice cream pail in the house.
Oh.
And it got out.
Oh no!
My poor mom freaked out.
I would die.
We ended up finding it just next to a little like register, like a heat register.
Oh, I just wanted
warm. Just wanted to be warm, and then my mom made me get rid of him.
We'll put him outside.
Yeah.
Take him out back, make him sleep with the fishes.
I believe I named it Foxy. I think that's why I
Foxy
ended up
the
naming.
Snake.
Yep.
Eat your chickens.
It was a good snake, but then we had to get rid of it.
I remember, it was just something, like, people were talking, it was, like, a joke forum or something I was on, but it was like, why don't snakes have arms and legs, and it's because God wanted other animals to have a chance.
Ah!
That's well, because then it'd be a lizard.
Well, no, that's just funny.
It is funny.
They already have all the bonus of being a snake, plus arms and legs.
Yeah.
Well, they're those flying snakes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
they
thank
have
you.
Swimming ones that are really good.
Like, I don't want to see, I'm not, I don't want to see poisonous snakes. I'm good without poisonous snakes.
They're technically venomous. Just saying.
Just like, actually.
So what's it? It'd be poisonous would be to the touch?
Ingested.
Oh, okay. Venom is through the...
Yeah, venom blood. Is injected. Poison is ingested.
What would be one to the touch? Like the toxic frog dart or whatever.
Touch there's actually... I wonder if I can find it. Because there's a funny like Tumblr chain about that. About venomous versus poisonous. So it's like, if you eat it, it's poisonous. If it eats you, it's venomous type of thing. And then someone's like, but like, what if... Whatever. I'm going to see if I can find it. What if
it's a topical frog? Poison.
Yeah, because yeah, it's absorption. I'd say that it'd be poisonous. Yeah. Poison versus venom.
See if you can find it. And then, just due to the stream quality, if anybody's got any other stories, we'll end on Chris's funny chain there.
I don't think I've got anything else.
Oh,
well, we inch ever find closer to squadron.
Oh, we found it, Mom. We found it. We did. Remember, it was by the heat register. My mom wrote me on WhatsApp. It was next to the heat register underneath your plant that was by the sliding door in Albertville. Dang. That's where we found it. And I remember you made me get rid of it.
Oh, so Juliet's still here. What are you doing, Juliet? How are you taking off? All right, so here's the meme. It says, if you bite it and you die, it's poisonous. If it bites you and you die, it's venomous. Then someone said, what if it bites me and it dies? That means you're poisonous. And then what if it bites itself and I die? Then it's voodoo. What if it bites me and someone else dies? That's correlation, not causation. What if we bite each other and neither of us die? That's kinky.
Oh my goodness.
That is funny.
So there you go. Quality internet right there.
I love that you remember that too. But all right, Chris, well.
Well, so I got to read Juliet's comment before I bring us to the outro. All
right.
So Juliet says, me too, at my grandma's backyard, we're always finding those small snakes, and then my uncle put them in a jar.
Well, there you go.
All right.
So yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'm only creeped out by stuff now. I'm sure when I was younger, I probably would have not cared as much, but I never really encountered those type of things. I used to catch, like, frogs.
I love frogs, too.
Indiana Jones.
I wouldn't touch a frog now.
Hated snakes. His dad hated rats.
Rats.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just recently watched all the Indiana Jones movies.
We should rewatch.
Yeah, I'm ready. I threw on Raiders the other day, and then I like as just as background noise, but I need to actually sit and watch it.
I was gonna say you watched it without me.
No, it was on as background noise while I was working.
Mm-hmm. Forrestal.
Right.
But all right, Chris.
All right. So if you've made it this far into the video, congratulations. You made it to the end of the video. If you made it this far, feel free to like the video if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere that accepts likes. It shows that you're supporting this type of content and want to see more of it. Comment down below with anything you want to see us talk about in the future or with how you feel about the topics that we discussed today. Subscribe if you're not already on YouTube. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a video or go live. We promise the quality will improve. Thank you guys so much for watching, and of course,
may the force be with you.